Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Super Bowl yesterday. Philadelphia Eagles with Nick Foles at quarterback end up upsetting the New England Patriots. And Mary Kay Cabot, who covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, was there to see it. Hello, Mary Kay. How you doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very, very well. Your impressions on, first of all, just the game. What happened in the Super Bowl with the Eagles beating the Patriots?
Well, what struck me and what actually struck me all week being out there was just the amazing coaching staff that the Philadelphia Eagles have put together. You've got Doug Peterson, Frank Reich, and then our own former Browns offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, all out there, former quarterbacks, putting their heads together and coming up with game plans. And I can, you could see just how that translates out onto the field. They do a great job of developing quarterbacks, getting them to play, and then they called a very, very aggressive game. I'm so impressed with Doug Peterson. I spent a lot of time, sitting at the table with John DeFilippo, just kind of, talking to him about, different things. And if you look at just how pinpoint accurate Nick Foles was, it's incredible. And in talking to John DeFilippo, he reminded all of us that were sitting at his table one day that he missed almost all of training camp. I think he came in for one day and tried to make a go of it and couldn't make it work because of an elbow injury. And then during the season, as you guys know, the backup quarterback does not get any reps with the regular offense. They're, nope. They're running the scout team and stuff like that. So they're not sitting there actually developing timing. And so I find it fascinating and incredible that he was able to throw the ball that he was, not just in this game, but throughout the playoffs.
All right, so then where does Nick Foles land on your Brownsometer as far as trying to get him in next
Brownsometer,
year?
Brownsometer, I like that.
Well, you know what? The Browns have to look at everyone. They have to look at every possible availability. And, I tweeted this last night that they need to at least toss their hat in the ring, inquire, do whatever it takes, and, start to even throw some draft pick, compensation talk out there. I don't know. I don't know if they, love him or whatever, but I don't know how you couldn't love him after what you saw throughout these playoffs.
And John Dorsey was with him in 2016 in Kansas City. Mary Kay brought him in as a free agent to back up Alex Smith.
Right. So there's that connection, and that is so vitally important to have that. So, sometimes dropping a name helps. I mean, Nick Foles, knowing John Dorsey, knowing what he's all about, I think in some cases, that can really help you. So, I have no idea if the Eagles would part with him. It's really very difficult to think that they would actually move the Super Bowl MVP, but it is absolutely 100% worth a try.
And Mary Kay, and I agree with you on that. On one hand, it makes no sense, and on the other hand, it might make perfect sense because – hey, Nick, thanks very much. You were great in that Super Bowl. Now sit behind the guy who's going to be the quarterback here for the foreseeable decade or so. Foles might be looking for an opportunity, and the Eagles might want to cash in while he's hot.
Yeah, the only thing right now is that, Carson is coming off not only a torn ACL, but a torn LCL, and they have to be a little bit careful. I think they have to kind of watch that a little bit and see how that's going to come along. But if they do want to trade him, all that stuff starts heating up within the next, 5 or 6 weeks. And his contract, Nick Foles' contract, is up after next season. So if you're just going to let him go anyways after next season and Carson's going to be your starter, it might make some sense to try to get a bidding war out there and see if, what you can't get.
Does this give you, or should this, let me put it this way. Should this give Browns fans any hope after watching what the Eagles did yesterday? And what they've done all season.
Well, I think so. And I think that Browns fans should be hopeful about the fact that they've got really good talent evaluators in the building right now and really aggressive people willing to upgrade the talent on this football team and get to winning as quickly as possible. There's nobody in this building that is interested in any kind of a long-term rebuild or any of those kind of things. It's all about acquire talent and do the best you can to get good football players in here. So I think that's good. And I think there are some other stories around the NFL, you know, that should give Browns fans hope. I mean, look what happened with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look what happened with the San Francisco 49ers when they got Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, there's not a bunch of Jimmy Garoppolos floating around, but, you know, if you can find the Case Keenums, the Nick Foles, the Jimmy Garoppolos, you know, whether it be A.J. McCarron or whoever it might be, you have to find that kind of a guy and bring him in here and start winning some football games.
What do you think of the latest addition to the front office? Scott, it's McLuhan, is that correct? Will you pronounce his last name? Scott McLuhan, who was a GM in San Francisco and in Washington and with Dorsey and the gang in Green Bay.
Yeah, you know, he's very tight with John Dorsey, and John is, you know, is surrounding himself with trusted talent evaluators who can help him bring the best players in here. Now, you know, having said that, it could get interesting because he is on record, Scott McLuhan is, as saying that he really likes Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
So it brings another perspective to the whole quarterback thing. And, you know, now those guys are all going to have to get in the rooms together, watch film, hash it out, and try to come up with the guy that they think is best at number one.
What's the biggest takeaway for you over the weekend as far as the Browns are concerned?
You know, the biggest takeaway for the Browns is that they have to get that quarterback, which, you know, we've been saying that all along, but it's just so vitally important. Even just watching that game yesterday and just seeing that pinpoint accuracy that you can put the ball, you know, you need to put the ball on the money and you need to be able to score touchdowns and catch touchdown passes. That's so vitally important. They have to get. And the other thing is, too, I mean, the defenses were really important in all of this. Philadelphia has built a really, really, really good defense. I think the Browns have to continue to bring in really strong defensive playmakers that can rush the passer and disrupt that offense. So it's about a quarterback, a couple of receivers, and a pass rusher.
Mary Kay, with that thought in mind, Andy and I were talking last segment, and my overall thought is, man, I hope that they absolutely think some guy in this draft is going to be the next Peyton Manning or the next John Elway or the next Dan Marino, and they draft him and bring him in here and you move on with it. If by chance they don't think that that guy is available in this draft and they don't want to reach for a guy at one and pass up other talent, could a trade for Nick Foles, getting a guy in the second round and bringing back Kaiser, something like that, would that answer your need, your request for finding your quarterback?
You know, only if they absolutely can't find somebody that they think is going to be that guy.
Agreed.
But I think that this draft is deep enough and strong enough at the quarterback position that regardless of what they do, you know, unless they trade, you know, whatever, the number four pick for a Nick Foles or something like that, I still think that they're going to have to draft a quarterback high. I don't think they can pass on another opportunity and let go, you know, a potential Carson Wentz or Deshaun Watson or Jared Goff or one of those type of guys. So if they end up with, and they use a lot of resources on several quarterbacks, that is not the worst thing in the world for them. It's the problem that they have to solve, and they need to throw a lot of, like I said, a lot of resources at it, whether it be money, draft picks, or whatever the case.
Mary Kay, where'd you go after the game? Did you go in the locker rooms? Did you go to the podium? Where'd you end up?
No. Actually, I hate to say this because I'm going to disappoint you guys with this, but I came home before the game. We don't actually cover. I left earlier because we, you know, covering the actual game story
right.
You know, is not the main focus for us.
Sure.
It's being out there during the week. It's covering the, you know, Hall of Fame induction, you know, selection meeting and, you know, trying to find Brown stories as best we can throughout the week. So I did not actually cover the game.
No worries. Have you ever been in the locker room post Super Bowl with a winning team? Can you just, as a guy who's in his 50s and has covered sports for more than half of his life, what is that experience like? I have no idea.
It's pretty incredible to be at a Super Bowl, you know, just in general. The whole thing is amazing. And, you know, to be involved, you know, with a team that wins and even a couple times to be, you know, they have, you know, I think it's like it's a huge party afterwards where I've been at parties where Bill Belichick has been walking around after. I mean, it's pretty incredible. But just the whole scene of everything. And Minnesota did a great job on Super Bowl week. It was, you know, it was phenomenal. They really know how to do it there. And again, the only thing that made it tough on a lot of people, I think, was the fact that, you know, it's a tough climate to do a Super Bowl, and I will say that.
Mary Kay, there were some rumblings coming out of Minneapolis this week that Washington may go ahead and franchise Kirk Cousins, despite the fact that they traded for Alex Smith, with the thought being you control him, as the Patriots did with Matt Cassel several years ago, and then trade him for a ton. And there was talk that John Dorsey might be looking to make such a deal and get Kirk Cousins here under a franchise tag type of situation, rather than outbid everybody in free agency. Would Cousins be worth what it would take to make a trade to get him if Washington franchises him, or are you better off trying to find that guy in the draft and a veteran somewhere else?
You know, my first instinct would be to say that you would be better off trying to find your guy in the draft and a veteran somewhere else. I mean, I don't know that they are going to break the bank and give up the farm to get Kirk Cousins. You know, he's somebody that they will explore and they will look into. And again, now you've got another pair of eyes on this whole thing in Scott McLuhan. So, you know, now that is going to factor in who does he like? Who does he, he has, a lot of inside knowledge on the inner workings of Washington, obviously. So, he now factors into the equation and, and they've got a lot to figure out over the next month and a half. But my first instinct is to say that I don't think that they will, move heaven and earth to try to get Kirk Cousins here.
I would agree with you on that. I think that's absolutely the way to go, because even though I like Kirk Cousins, wouldn't mind him being the quarterback, but what would it take? A number one and a number two, something like that? That's a serious amount to pay for a guy who's not a top five quarterback in the NFL, especially if you find one in the draft you think you like.
Yeah, and, you hear John Dorsey say over and over and over and over again that it's about winning and that you've demonstrated that you can win. And, of course, winning has a lot more to do with the quarterback. It has a lot to do with the talent around you and things like that. But, Kirk Cousins is coming off a 7-9 season, and even Jay Gruden has said, he was a 7-9 quarterback. So, so I don't know that the Browns would be willing to go as far as they would have to go to get him here.
Are you surprised that Doug Peterson has a Super Bowl win as a head coach? I mean, I know you talked about the coaching staff, but I mean, even think back to him being quarterback here and being on the back of the shirt. It's really impressive to me, his coaching ability and what he was able to do in such a short amount of time.
Absolutely, 100%, because he's such a kind of a low-key, humble, under-the-radar kind of guy, that he only, I think, got one vote for Coach of the Year, even though they had to, bring Nick Foles in there when Carson Wentz went down. He still didn't get the attention that he deserved for what they were able to accomplish. And I think it's just because he's not like a real super, super flashy guy, but I really, really like him. I like his personality. He's a really cool guy. You guys would like him very much. He's, his players love playing for him. His coaches love coaching for him. And I know, even John DeFilippo, he's going to have opportunities to go elsewhere and be an offensive coordinator probably as early as this week. I'm sure the Vikings want him. I've heard, other teams are very, very interested in him. And it will be hard for him to leave. It will be very, very hard for him to leave because they do have something special going on in Philadelphia.
Mary Kay, thank you for the insight.
Thanks,
always,
Mary Kay.
Greatly appreciated.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.